Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Employers, simplify your pension scheme with a Zurich Master Trust. Zurich Corporate Pensions. Trust excellence. Visit zurichcorporate.ie.
A crisis suite indeed. Now, President Michael D. Higgins has signed the Work-Life Balance and Miscellaneous Provisions Bill 2022 into law just this afternoon. The bill is set to extend rights to employees by ensuring the right to request flexible working arrangements as well as paid leave for domestic abuse survivors. However, with new obligations imposed on employers, how will it work in practice? Joining us now is Neil McDonnell, who's CEO of ISMEI. Neil, you're very welcome to the programme.
Good evening, Cormac.
How will this all this impact on a practical level?
Well, the fine detail is to be seen. We have the bill signed, but, you know, a bit like we brought in statutory sick pay on the 1st of January this year, we still haven't ironed all the creases out of that. The provisions in this bill cover unpaid leave for 5 days of unpaid leave for medical care purposes for parents of children under 12, 5 days paid leave for victims of domestic violence, the right to request flexible working for parents and carers, and the right to request remote working. So this is driven by Brussels, by the EU, but we would observe that an awful lot of small employers are doing this sort of stuff anyway. But what this law will do is codify it and make it into a legal entitlement.
Really? Because I was going to ask, Neil, this is going to be easy peasy for bigger corporations, but smaller and medium-sized business, not so much. But you're saying it's happening anyway.
In a lot of cases, yes. I mean, small businesses have to do this because, to be blunt about it, Cormac, it is now, a lot of this has almost become part of the recruitment process. So people say, you know, I have childcare needs, so I need to start earlier or finish later in order to facilitate school runs or things like that. So this is happening anyway.
So it's an employee's market, so to speak, is it?
Well, that's always the way as you get towards full employment, and we're very, very close to, you know, we've only once before in history gone below 4% unemployment, and we're very close to that now. So it is a seller's market for labour, and workers are able to stitch this type of flexibility into their working arrangements.
Will this add more cost to business in what's a really high cost economy anyway? Anyway, for an awful lot of business. I know that's how you feel.
Yeah, some of the provisions are for paid leave, and just as a kind of a working number, every day of paid leave entitlement you introduce into a workplace brings in an extra half of 1% of payroll cost. Now, of course, that's not across the board, because in the case of domestic violence, that will only arise, we hope, in very, very rare occasions, and not all employees are parents. So those are situations that arise when they do. I suppose the more significant thing, Cormac, is that service businesses have a double whammy effect from this. In other words, childcare or nursing home businesses have to maintain ratios of staff to patients or children.
Which is more difficult, and far more complex as well. We'll definitely come back to this. If I may, I'll break, Neil, because I'm well over time here. But we'll definitely come back to this, because I think there's a lot more in it than we had time for this evening. But my thanks to you, Neil McDonnell, who's CEO of ISMEI.